Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Hi, Gina, from your hotel room with your hurt shirt and eyes looking at me.
My boobs staring at you?
They are, and thank you. Except you're not having a cocktail, and I'm having a cocktail. I'm feeling a little like,
No, I know. I'm in a room. I've got water.
You just came from dinner?
Yes, and I'm on a business trip, so I can't drink alcohol.
Oh, really? Not even at dinner?
Not when I'm with my boss.
Okay, we had some horrible, sad news today. Quite shocking also that Sister Wives Janelle and Cody's son Garrison, who's 25, took his life.
That's so sad. And were there any more details released? Was he depressed? I mean, obviously he was depressed, but I mean, was there any context to what was going on with him?
You know, they haven't gone into detail, but he was a huge presence on social media and at the wedding of Christine. So it's very, very sad. He was just like a ball of light in their family. So, wow. I mean, I wonder, you just wonder, were they filming a next season? And if so, did this contribute and will it be documented? I don't know.
He was one of the sons that wasn't speaking to Cody, right?
Right.
Very tragic.
Also, Gina, did you know that Seeking Sister Wives is back?
Well, it keeps showing up on my recordings, and I keep deleting it because I keep thinking it's old. So you're telling me it's new stuff?
It's new. This week was new shit. And let me tell you, there's two of our favorites back. Well, favorites slash sickening guys. One of them is Derek and Danielle, who had Roberta last season. They visited her in, I think, Colombia or something.
Yeah.
She didn't come home. She ghosted them. So they're dating somebody new who is 26 years old, Natalia.
Oh, Jesus. Where is she from?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. So they're back. And then there was the guy last season that had the two wives. He stayed home, remember him? And he took on the third wife. So there's three of them now. One of the wives had a baby. He still stays home. They all work. And I think they're going to be courting another wife.
The Davis family, the genius guy that reads books?
Yes, Gina, him.
Oh,
him. He's a genius. He's so smart, he can't work. He just can't work. He needs to stay home and teach the child.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, and then there's two new couples. So I think I'm going to dip into this. I feel like my Love Island is over. I need something light and weird and fluffy.
Well, there you go. I know. Now I'm going to have to not delete it because I had no idea it was starting again.
They must have been recording old episodes leading up to the new season.
Yeah, probably, because it's been popping up on my feed for probably a couple of weeks now.
So something else we found out this week, Lala is pregnant.
I know. I'm not super surprised because she's been talking about it, but I guess she found out in December.
Right before going on Watch What Happens Live, she was pregnant and she didn't want to say anything, obviously. And it's a donor. So she is single mother by choice or something like that. I forget. People are saying what she said on her podcast. But yeah, she's single mother by choice. I love it.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, she doesn't have to deal with asshole ex-fiancés, ex-fathers, whatever.
Well, she said that's why she wanted to do it on her own by without any other person involved in it, because she's just been through so much, she can deal with it.
Understandable. And she has her mother and her brother who live with her, I think, and they're a huge amount of help, so why not? Good for her. Nothing else really to talk about. I was going to talk about Candy on fucking Nick Viall, but nope, not going to do it. Doesn't matter.
He had
fucking Candy Burris on his show. Yes.
He's getting everybody.
I know. It's just annoying, so I'm not going to talk about it. What I do want to talk about, Gina, is something you watched a couple weeks ago, and I finally watched it this last weekend, is the Wendy Williams documentary.
Okay, weigh in, Anne. What'd you think?
Ooh, it was a lot. I guess what I'm trying to figure out, Will is the business manager, Sean is the publicist. You just posted that they no longer work for Wendy Williams.
Correct.
So I also found out today, which maybe you knew, that there's some conversation that the judge who appointed the conservatorship over her trust, they're friends.
So the guardian and the judge?
Yes.
So it was a court-appointed guardian, so he's probably... Wow, that sucks, man. That's terrible.
So as I'm watching this, of course, I don't know anything. I just never really understood Will. I believe he had her best interest at heart, especially when dealing with Sean. But it's hard to say, right? What did you feel about Will?
I was on the fence about Will because he wanted us to believe that he had his best interests. But when he started talking to her about doing a podcast, he knows that she's in no mental state capable of doing a podcast. So he's looking to gain from this as well. He's being paid by the guardianship, and so is Sean.
My feeling about the podcast was, if she thinks she's getting another show, which is way out of bounds, there was no fucking way that she was getting another show. I felt like him talking about the podcast was maybe appeasing Wendy. And also, you can edit podcasts. You can figure it out. And I thought maybe he was thinking, you know, she loves her people. She wants to be out there again. And this is the way we can do it and contain her to really kind of protect her.
Yeah. I mean, more so with Sean. I think Sean taking her to California and taking her to NBC, taking her to her star, that was over the top, ridiculous.
It was sad. Oh, God, watching her, so sad. Now, let's go to the kids and the family. Yeah. I'm not sure why the court felt the family couldn't handle it. The sister said that they asked her, would you want to be her guardian? And the sister said, let me think about it. And then in the meantime, they said, never mind, we got someone. I also noticed that the brother and the sister were never filmed together, nor did they talk about each other. So I think there's something going on. I think that brother has issues.
Well, did you notice that when they were talking about the alcohol and they asked the brother, do you think she has a problem? He was kind of like, well, you know, she manages it. So he seemed a little shady to me, the brother.
Also, when they were meeting Wendy for lunch with the brother said, let's order some drinks. And the dad said, no, we need you sober for this. So I think the brother definitely has issues as well. And that's why he's kind of backing Wendy, because he probably needs money from Wendy.
And also, when Will took Wendy to the restaurant in Florida to meet Kevin Jr. and the nephew, he was kind of telling Wendy, you know, Kevin's not here. Do you think he's going to show up? And then when Kevin did show up, he said, I was in class, Mom. I was in class. Yeah. So that made me think Will was a little shaky.
Yeah. Will wants us to believe that he wants the family involved. However, I felt like, why are you doing this to Wendy? She's already nervous about this. And I think her son, you know, if he spent $150,000, I think the cousin said big portion was a birthday party she wanted to throw for Kevin. So why was there any question about the money being spent? Who questioned that? I know they say the bank did. I call bullshit on that.
Well, and also he grew up in a certain lifestyle.
Right. Where, and he's accustomed to it.
Exactly. And she's got the money. So $100,000 for him, that's probably the norm.
So now they're saying she has no money. There's like rumors she really has no money. They sold her apartment, so there's money there for sure. Like the end of this, they sold the apartment and then she went into a facility. And it seems like she's getting well in a facility. That's where I take Will, like, he wanted her to go into a facility. That's great. But what is he getting out of this? I mean, what, a manager doesn't go to those lengths. I feel like in one way, he's thinking, what the fuck? I what am I doing here? This isn't what a manager does.
No, he was more of a caretaker. But, you know, there was a payday in it for him, too. But so they sold. She had a lot of artwork. She had a lot of clothes. She had, and her house, did you happen to notice? It was in shambles. Like, her headboard was all torn up. And it was filthy. And it was messy. And it was not well taken care of. Obviously, she care for herself. But my question was too, is like, how is she getting this alcohol? Is she does she have wherewithal to DoorDash alcohol? I mean, I don't think she did.
Yeah. I wondered, like, why didn't they bring somebody in to actually take care of her? Because who right. was doing that? Who's bathing her? Who's getting her ready? Because she's not getting out of bed.
No, it was just sad when she showed her feet and then she took her wig off when Black China came to visit her. I mean, she was not healthy, not well.
You know, Black China was interesting because she was like, I wanted to see her for myself because I hear all these rumors and we have a connection. She didn't act so shocked. It was weird. It was like, I want her to be okay, but she didn't act like she was so overwhelmed with how Wendy was living. It didn't seem so crazy to her. And I'm thinking, oh my God, when that niece went in and the niece was, you know, meeting Sean and she's like, I don't know you. And Sean's like, I've been working for her for a year. It's like, I don't know who you are. And you're taking over my aunt's things. Like, what the fuck? All I want is for her to be able to be with family. And if the family gets a little bit of money for taking care of Wendy, so be it. It's in the family. I just don't know how much money Wendy has left, honestly.
I think her husband took her for a ride. But can't the family get an attorney themselves and fight it?
Does the family have money to do that?
Well, I don't know.
Here's the other thing. The son is the one who heard the diagnosis of alcohol-induced...
Dementia.
Maybe I... Shit. So he's the one. That's the first time we heard them say that. Nobody else said that. But years before, people were saying that she was losing her memory. She was forgetting things. So it seems like it was maybe earlier than that. I don't know if it was alcohol induced or not. But then there was never a real legitimate doctor's thing that said this is what she has. Otherwise, yeah. I would think the guardian would have that and they would plan accordingly. Put her somewhere. Have her get help. Did Will ever explain to the guardian there's something seriously wrong with her? I mean, how can Will try to get her out of bed every day? Like, maybe if you're in it, it seems different.
Well, and she was so combative, too. But I could remember watching, thinking, you know, because I always watched Hot Topics. And that's the main reason that I watched, because she was entertaining. And toward the end there, she started forgetting, like she couldn't formulate sentence fully. She forgot her words. And it was happening more and more. Mm. And then DJ Boof was on and he said the same, that he kind of saw her slow deterioration of her memory loss. But I think she was drinking during that time.
I think so. That's what they were saying, that that there was a lot of drinking going on. And then the production company that did her show didn't want to have any part of this documentary. I think they don't want to talk bad about her anymore. I mean, look at where she's at. She's in a sad state. She's not going to get better. Even if she gets sober, she's still going to deteriorate if she does have dementia.
Right.
Sad.
I feel bad for her son because I don't know if her son has a relationship with his father. I don't think he does.
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. And then his mom is just kind of a mess.
All right. Let's go to another sad state is the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Is it over yet?
not yet. I'm sorry to tell you that it is not over yet. In the beginning, they're still in the Dominican Republic. I do like that Karen is standing up to Giselle because Giselle was pissed that Wendy and Candace were making eyes during her talking about her daughter going off to college. And they were looking at each other like, whatever, we don't want to hear this. Giselle pulled Karen aside and was like, you didn't even stick up for me. And Karen's like, why the fuck you? Why are you mad? You get mad because I want to stay out of it and I want to stay friends with everybody. Like, why didn't you, Giselle, say something? They didn't say anything bad about the daughter.
No, it was just where she chose to go to school, which I thought it was rude that, like, it's her daughter's choice. If she wants to go to school in Florida, let her go to school in Florida. It's none of your business.
No, it was more, we don't want to listen to you, Giselle. It wasn't about the daughter. And then Karen has this new trainer who, it's so funny. It's some dude, Vernon Davis, who is an NFL star. He's not even a trainer. So they're like, you're trained by a guy who was a football star, but he's not a trainer. So what are you doing? If you really are having heart problems and really dealing with something, wouldn't you go to someone who's a certified fucking trainer? He's just hot.
Karen has no good answers for anything.
Never. She just scoots by it. And of course, Ashley, you know, had, I don't know if they hooked up or she's been chatting with him on DM. And I think Ashley chats with a lot of people on DM. But then it came out, Ashley said that Michael, first of all, he won't film. Anytime you see him and she's talking to the kids and he's there, he blacks out his screen. He so doesn't want to be on. Like, you're on the fucking phone. Why not act like a good dad that you're taking care of your kids at this point? I mean, there's nothing bad that's going to come out. But she was saying that Michael and her split the school for the kids, split the clothes, like everything's split with the kids, but that he contributes to her car.
The whole thing is a joke. I mean, he is supporting her 100%.
And she is not getting any alimony, so she needs to stay strong. She needs to stay with whatever Michael wants, she's going to do, because even if he's going to take care of the kids, right now he's taking care of more than just the kids.
So why is this happening? Because it's cheaper for him to keep her that way?
I think so. I think probably tax reasons it may be cheaper. Who knows with Michael? He's shady.
Well, yeah, they're kind of both shady, though. Mia tells us that people actually have foot fetishes. Did you know this, Anne?
Gino. There's only a whole freaking database of people's feet on, what is that called? Wikipedia? There's OnlyFans, but there's a Wikipedia thing or something like that. Like
a wiki page.
It's like everybody has anybody famous there's foot pictures of. You can look at them on there and then people rate them.
Great. So Mia's telling us as if we don't know this already. Nothing really happened. They keep rehashing old shit.
Yeah. NECA and Wendy. It's like, can we be done with that already? We don't like Wendy. I believe NECA. Now, did we know Mia? Does Mia have an older child that we don't know about or see?
Well, yeah, they were talking about her first marriage and the child, but she's never talked about the child before, has
I
know, she?
I don't think so. I was trying to think, did I just forget? She said when she decided to leave, she put her baby in the back of the car and drove away. And I'm like, wait, what baby? What baby is that?
I can't remember what happened. That's how much I care about Mia. I don't know if she has a grown child somewhere or if she gave the baby up for adoption. I have no idea.
I never heard of this other baby other than the babies she has with G. With G. So then Candace and Cynthia were on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy went through all the shit that Candace said this season, and she literally was like, I don't regret any of it. And he went through each piece. Do you regret it? No. No, no. She hasn't really been involved this season. It's really nothing. Candace is offering nothing. What is she offering?
Well, she's trying to stay kind of neutral so she's not crazy Candace.
I guess, but she's not friends with... I'm also forgetting Giselle and Wendy. Why does Wendy hate Giselle? And Giselle hate Wendy? I don't even remember. Because they showed this big montage of them being really funny together and friends. And then all of a sudden they had a falling out. I'm like, why did Giselle and Wendy have a falling out? Wendy has a falling out with everybody.
Yeah, that goes way back. And now I can't even remember why.
Me neither. I even thought that Ashley and Candace were getting along fine. They seem to put things aside for the weekends and stuff.
It's all very bizarre. I can't even keep track. But it's been a very boring season, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Because it's rehashing old shit.
Let's go to Married to Medicine. It was the reunion, part one of three. Well, now we know why they're doing three, because they're doing this 10-year throwback thing with clips of 10 years ago. We like this show, and I actually like this reunion. I think these ladies are fucking hilarious, and with Phaedra in there, it made it more interesting. Quad was absent most of the time as she came to the reunion. But did you know anything about what Dr. Jackie said?
Her misstep?
She said something long ago and it came out again. And I'm like, didn't even ever hear anything about that.
I don't remember hearing anything about it either, but I guess it was a big deal, obviously, what she said. She regrets saying. But yeah, I don't remember hearing about it.
I never heard anything about it. And we are up on like Married to Medicine news.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing about it either. I'm surprised they brought Quad out so soon. I thought they would have brought her out for minutes, but it looks like she's going to stay there.
I think so, and I think it's interesting, too, because she was not a part of the season. She was a very small part, but for them to bring her out the whole time?
Yeah.
It's
funny because they asked her, why'd you take a separate flight to Napa? Because she kind of ditched Quad, and she said, I didn't want to hitch myself to the Titanic.
At least she was honest about it. Also, Sweet Tea and Heavenly have no love for each other. A lot happened, I guess, off season. Another thing where, you know, Heavenly's mean and shady, and she was saying shit about Sweet Tea. Also, they ask Phaedra about the Gregory thing. That's a big deal. So Sweet Tea was told by Gregory that he dated Phaedra. And then Quad says that Gregory told her that Phaedra asked Greg for $4,000 to date. And then we see scenes from next week that Greg comes out and they talk about it and somebody's fucking lying. I don't know what is transpiring here.
I kind of feel like it's Phaedra that's lying.
I do too. But then they ask Gregory something about, did you date her? And he's like, only in my dreams. So what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, weird.
We need to see
but
it.
But why would she date him for $4,000? For what? Like to date him for the show? Like what's the purpose of the $4,000?
Oh, you mean to date him for maybe Atlanta?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
$1,000 for what?
Also, her ex-husband shows up. He had no part of this whole season. Why is he there?
Also, Toya talking about her wine and her wine brand. What is this business? It's not really... She's like a front man for Kendall Jackson, right? So they're using her celebrity to promote this wine club, to have these wine parties to get people to join the wine club?
Yes, that's what I think. And so when they asked her, why didn't she donate the $1,000? And she said, well, I donated the wine. And Andy said, well, how much of that wine was given to you? Like, how much did you have to buy? And she goes, well, I'm given a certain amount and then I have to sell some. And he's like, but how much did you have? So the fact of the matter is she had enough. She brought her free shit to that end of year party, didn't pay the $1,000 to get her brand out there. She should have paid it. The way that Heavenly announced it to the group, that was rude. Bunch of doctor, that was like low class. Heavenly's like, oh, maybe it was, I shouldn't have done that. You think?
That was awful. And I'm surprised that Dr. Daddy doesn't have a conversation with her and go, knock that shit off. Like, you can't do that to people.
He doesn't. He's afraid. Also, did you see next week Gregory accuses him of having an affair?
Well, that's been swirling for a while.
Mm-hmm. A couple seasons ago, and he got really pissed about it. But I think that's why he's so careful around her. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe the pictures that Sweet Tea posted on her dressing room.
Yes, that was hilarious. Sweet Tea's, she's a good addition. I like her. I'm fine with her being there.
Me too.
Okay, we have just a few minutes to talk about The Bachelor, Gina, before we get cut off here, because we're not paying for the Zoom extra. They had the hometowns. You said you heard rumors of who he picks.
Yep.
I think I got it because I can tell by the way you act. How?
Me?
Because I mentioned somebody last week and you go, I don't know, I can't say I heard rumors. I'm like, fuck! So I won't say who I think you think it is.
Don't say, but it's been everywhere.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen?
No.
You haven't wiped on the spoilers.
No, I'm good. So,
to New Orleans and spent some time with Kelsey, and her family was wonderful.
Everybody wants her dad to be on, to be the new Golden Bachelor. He's a good looking guy.
And then he goes to Rachel's family in Rancho Cucamonga. And they have a nice family. They lean into their heritage. They have kind of a multicultural family. Filipino.
She cried too much, though. She cried the entire time. I thought she was going home because she just cried too much. It was just too much.
I thought 100% she was going to be the one going home.
Then he did Daisy in Minnesota. And
was it Christmas time? I think this was like October.
Well, I think they built it up to Christmas because her family owns a Christmas tree farm. So they had to, you know, go into that.
They made it Christmas.
They made it Christmas. she finally, you know, breaks down and says, I love you. Her family's fantastic, but they're very protective as well. And then Maria's fucking dad. I mean, with the Italian music, the mafia Greek thing in the background, the mother was there, which was very odd. She didn't say anything.
Well, so the mother, I only saw the mother looking out the window when they were sitting there watching the movies.
No, but she was there at dinner.
She wasn't introduced.
No, it just said the mother because they don't get along. And remember, I think she has some issues because of that car accident so many years ago.
That was strange.
Yeah, it was weird. So anyway, Maria gets sent home, which wasn't a shock. She didn't say she loved him, which was crazy. It was like she had the chance, but she didn't.
I don't think she does. I think she's infatuated. I think she thinks it's, you know, it's exciting. It's The Bachelor. But I don't think she's too young.
They're not a good match. But anyway. All right. So we have next week. What is it? They go on their one-on-one. They go on the overnight dates.
The overnight dates.
Yeah.
And that's it. So have a good week.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.